"When I think," he said happily, "that I, Pumblechook, was able to help in my small way by taking you to play at Miss—" "Remember," I stopped him, "we must never say anything about the person who is being so generous to me." "Don't worry. Trust me, my dear friend. Have some wine. Have some chicken." "Oh, chicken. You didn't think when you were running around on the farm that you would be lucky enough to be served to one who—" "May I? May I?" And he jumped up to shake my hand again. As we drank our wine, Pumblechook reminded me of the happy times he and I had spent together during my childhood. I did not remember it quite like that, but I began to feel he was a good-hearted, sincere man. He wanted to ask my advice on a business matter. He said he was hoping to find a young gentleman who would put money into his business, and seemed very interested in my opinion. "And may I? May I?" He shook hands with me again. "You know, I always used to say, that boy will make his fortune. He's no ordinary boy." He had certainly kept his opinion very secret, I thought. There was one person I really wanted to visit before going to London. Dressed in my new clothes, I went to Miss Havisham's house, where her cousin opened the gate to me again.